This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I'm actually going to get to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC, nothing. I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
We are back. Welcome you to another session of Sanity. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know what? Some of the openings that you hear, some of those rejoins, as we call them, done by a really talented guy in Burbank, California. And I love this guy. He's been in the business forever. Mel Blanc said nothing on him. He's got like 1,000 voices, too. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I always appreciate the time that you spend with me. You know, I realize your time is precious. We've seen that over and over and over again with, people that have passed away during this COVID, whether from COVID or not, or afraid, fear, or other diseases that somehow have been cured through COVID. Anyway, we've lost some precious people. So I realize how precious your time is, and I do appreciate the time that you give me on a daily basis, whether you believe it or not. I'm honored that you would join us, that you would listen, and frankly, the thing I love about listeners, they'll tell me when I'm wrong, or when they feel that I'm wrong, and I'm okay with that. I think it's great. You shouldn't be afraid when you're with loved ones or friends or just people you know that you're having a conversation with. I mean, I really should. You should be able to speak to each other. Doesn't mean, I have friends that are black that, and I'm not saying I'm like, ooh, I have black friends. But no, I have friends that are black. You see them on this show. We have real conversations about real issues in the black community, the white community, the black on white community. You should be able to have those. When I have Sonia Schmidt or Alfonso Rachel on, right before them, Corey Duncan. I, as a white guy, say to them, why do you feel so persecuted? Do you feel so persecuted? Is it fair to say that cops are after young black men? Why can't I ask them those questions? Some of you cringe when I do that because I get your emails. Some of you think I'm being disrespectful. How are you ever going to know what they truly think? And I'm not talking about going to CNN and hearing Don Lemon talk about how bad white guys are while he's lording over a white man as his boyfriend, to talk about how bad it is for black folks. When you look at people like him and Oprah Winfrey, that black president we had. This is not the 1950s racial America, if you would. And if you really believe that you're going to get rid of racism altogether just because you keep pounding the table and calling it out, you are the one with the mental issue. Because as long as you're going to have humans populating this planet, and I hope that goes on for quite some time, there are going to be biases. There's going to be racism. There's going to be, you cannot change the human condition by simply willing it on to them. There are people that are going to hate the Italian community because of the mafia. Okay? I mean, so think about it. There are going to be people, and again, maybe it's ignorance. Maybe it's not. I don't know. There are people who are going to hate the Japanese community because of what happened to Pearl Harbor, the Germans because of what they did to Europe. And the way you fix that is you truly give them education. Real education, not the garbage we've been shoving down these kids' throats for the last 2 years, 20 years, or maybe longer. See, I was taught about the bombing of the Pearl Harbor by the Japanese. I was taught about what was going on with the Jews in Germany by the Germans. But I was also taught that this was government. This wasn't the not every German during World War II hated Jews. You want proof? Do some real research on your own. Find out how many Germans were hiding Jews at the peril of their own life. Okay? I mean, how many Japanese Americans were willing to go to war against Japan? I'm proud to say that the Italian population here in this country signed up to go to war in World War II in higher numbers than any other group. Why? Because they just come out of all that injustice. They weren't having it. They came here for a better life. See, I can only talk about the Italian community because that's what I grew up in and around. I knew how those old folks or the people who came from the quote what they used to call the old country. They came here because they knew they had a better chance. They loved this place. Another road I wasn't going to go down, but I did. Anyway, listen, a couple of things is hearing rumors or I'm hearing words, you know, like rationed health care. All right? And I bring on Liberty Health Share's Matt Bellows on a regular basis because you need to know what's going on. You need to know what your options are. You need to know that this stuff is true. So pay attention and understand what your options are going to be. So I'm going to bring him on. I'm also going to try to pull off another constitutional moment. Hopefully we get some information to you by Rick Green. Rick is running around like a bandit trying to change this country, and he's doing a fantastic job. 20,000 people signed up for the latest constitutional coach class. Another, I think he said 11,000 or 12,000 for the biblical citizenship class. You need to get involved in these things. If you really care about this stuff like you say you do, you need to get involved in this stuff because the only way we're going to take this back, the only way we're going to win any of this is to be willing to get out in front of it and fight them with things they know nothing about, like the Constitution. All right? Anyway, I always appreciate your time with me. Like I said, Matt Bellows will join me after the break, and then I'm going to try. When I'm pressing the buttons, God only knows what's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? And so, anyway, we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to be with you. Stay with us. I'm telling you, heat up your coffee, cool down your drink, and come on back. We're going to miss something really good.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Welcome back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. If I get stupid here. Right, a lot of things going on. You know, you guys have been complaining about how bad it is, how bad things are. Do we stand a chance? Well, we can stand a chance if you're willing to fight. I've been saying this every night. You know, the reality of the matter is, go back to our founding fathers. I have one caveat here. If you go back to our founding fathers, they were willing to fight. They were willing to give it up. And they knew what was at stake. The issue, though, is do you have the guts to fight again? Do you have the want and the ability? I'm not so sure that the American populace as a whole, this is my own personal opinion. I mean, Obama got elected twice. Hello? I don't know if we have the fight, if you would, so that you're really willing to, I won't say take back the country, but do what we need to do first to take back the party, then take back the country. But if you want to keep your freedoms, one of the areas you can keep total control and total freedom over your life is with your health care. And Matt Bellis joins you at Liberty Health Share. Always a pleasure to have him on. And this is one of the areas, Matt, that people really, over the years, we have been conditioned, we have been programmed, we have been turned into Borg drones, if you would. Well, I say that because, right, we've talked about this before. We have been told that the only way to take care of your body, the only way to take care of this health issue or your health issues is with health insurance. You write the check, and you drop to your knees, and you beg that they'll, you pray that they'll take care of it, right?
Well, unfortunately, it is the insurance industry. I would say through government regulations has done a fantastic job in the last 40 years of PR to let everybody know that the only way to pay for this complex, necessary system that we call healthcare is through a third-party insurance model or government program. That those are the only entities large enough, capable enough, bureaucratic enough, to take care of the complex processes that has been put in place for healthcare. The issue is that the marketplace for healthcare or healthcare in general is not the issue or the main complex area because it has been complicated by the third-party insurance system and government. So the very people who are telling you that the only way to pay for it are the only people who are actually complicating it. So you have the ability, even today, with the complex system of healthcare rules and regulations, with the overburdensome price and how much things are costing out there in the marketplace of healthcare, there is a way out of that system, and that system allows you to regain freedom, to regain access to healthcare, to decrease your costs, to put you in the driver's seat of healthcare, which has been a dream for so many people for so long. But unfortunately, again, it's outside the realm of what everybody has told you for years and years and years is the only way to take care of this. So it does take a certain amount of courage. Of ability to step out, have a little bit of rebellious nature to say, no, I'm going to do things in a little bit different way, regain some freedom, regain some standing in my life again, drop out of that third-party system that makes things so complicated. And thankfully, that system is here, ready, and available for you, called Healthcare Sharing and Liberty Health Share.
Yeah, it's really, you know, when you talk about changes, what is this? Telehealth is a big deal now, where people are actually going to the doctor via their smartphone, if you would. And that's been a real game changer in the medical world, number one. Number two is it's really been a shift for people, more seasoned people like myself, because, you know, I want the doctor to actually look at me. I want him to touch my skin and look at my finger, you know, that's all crooked and stuff like that. I mean, but the telehealth has really really helped people get the care that they need without having to sit in a doctor's office for an hour and a half, right?
Well, that actually sounded like a line from a love song. You wanted to sit across from him and have him touch your skin.
Wait a minute.
I'll leave you to find that song and play that there.
I sound like Cuomo. I'm sorry.
This is actually a perfect example of how the marketplace and how an industry is always and constantly innovating and trying new sources of technology and methodologies to increase the access and increase the cost. Telehealth, frankly, has been around for quite a while. Liberty HealthShare was one of those organizations that employed the usage of telehealth before 2015, even, when it was really starting to become commercially viable. And as we utilize that within our community, we saw some applications, some early adopters of that technology, and we saw through the marketplace of healthcare where there was about a 10 to 15% usage of telehealth services before COVID-19. Introduced COVID-19, and all throughout 2020, that whole methodology of visiting your doctor jumped by leaps and bounds. What was 10 to 15% usage became 50 to 60% usage of people going to the doctor through telehealth. And actually, people who are doing scheduled visits for their doctor or appointments after their first appointment jumped up to 70 to 80%. So that's one area that is cheaper, better. You get to sit with your doctor, talk with them more. If you've got to make an appointment again with your doctor, to visit your doctor on a callback appointment, absolutely, those are great options for you to utilize if you want to use it. If you want to go see your doctor, you can. That's the good news about these types of technologies and this type of availability within the marketplace. Not only does it give you more time in terms of telehealth, but if you want to go visit your doctor, now your doctor's schedule is a little bit freer because of the technology and can spend more time with you there as well. So we've been an early adopter of that tech. And it's good to see that everybody else has caught up to what we've known all along.
Yeah, no, seriously, I mean, when it comes to this kind of stuff, it is, again, another paradigm change for people on how they deal with this kind of stuff. We've been so used to being dictated to, and the term that you and I have used over and over and over again, is the doctors, they have to practice insurance. They don't really practice medicine. They have a process they have to follow, or else, A, they don't get paid, and you don't get the care that you need. Under Liberty HealthShare, not only are you able to call the shots take your health plan, if you would, or whatever you want to call it, your health treatment, and you and the doctor decide, not the insurance company. Hey, we got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. We're going to talk about health rationing when we come back. Yeah, you heard me, comrade. Health rationing. We'll be back in a few minutes. You're listening to Real Fight.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott announced Wednesday the expansion of an enforcement crackdown on human trafficking related to illegal border crossings. Operation Lone Star was launched back in March to help combat drug smuggling and human trafficking on the border. Governor Abbott blamed President Biden's policies for the current situation on the southern border, necessitating the operation's expansion. He says he expects the administration to step up and join the effort.
My expectation is today the Biden administration will step up and do its job to address the human trafficking component about this. If they fail to do so, for one, they should answer to Americans why they are failing these children in this human trafficking enterprise. But also, if they fail to do so, we will use every tool that we have available to us to fully address this challenge.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. I don't know what it is. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5560. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the air, whether you're catching up later on the podcast, whatever it takes to get you informed. And that's what you need. You need information before you step out on this stuff. You need information before you start talking to your buddies about, you know, what's wrong with the government, what's wrong with the situation around you. And I'm in full agreement with Rand Paul. I mean, totally in agreement with Rand Paul. You want to get this country back. You want to take back your local areas. You have to start locally. Start with the school board. Start with the water board. Start with the city councils. You start taking those back, and you'll be able to move into the state and then move into the federal government. We're beating ourselves up trying to take back these federal seats. We need to get the local seats back first. The Democrats have figured out that, you know, if you take over the educational seats, you take over the Board of Trustees at the educational level, those are great jump-off points for, you know, state senate, you know, governor, and other seats at a higher level where you actually make legislation. Because seriously, people, unless you want to get to a single-payer healthcare system where the government runs it, you know, they've done such a great job with the VA, you need to pay attention. And that's why I have people like Matt Bellows on at Liberty HealthShare. He gives us the information, or give you the information you need to really make your choice. I mean, you're paying an insurance company every month a premium, and you get no choice. They tell you how you're going to be taken care of. I mean, seriously, you're paying money to be dictated to? At Liberty HealthShare, it doesn't work like that. Matt Bellows, thanks for being with me. Appreciate your time.
Oh, always glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
See, at Liberty HealthShare, I dictate to them what I want for my services because I get to talk to my doctor. I get to ask him what it is we're going to do, right?
Absolutely. You got to remember, there's always a driver's seat. The question is, who's in that driver's seat?
I like that.
Would you rather be the one making the decisions or a bureaucrat, your doctor, or the government? So who you make the choice.
Yeah. It's amazing how over the years we've just kind of taken it that this is the way health insurance type of stuff is. And we just have to deal with it. And it's not been that way at all. So my concern, though, and you and I talked about this last time you were on, is this socialized medicine coming in the form of what they're going to call rationing health care, or you know what I'm saying? I mean, they're going to tell you, and right back to it, they're going to tell you what you get to do. Yeah, we'll give you that service, but we're only going to do 10 of those a month. I mean, this is really kind of scary if they try to pull this off, isn't it?
What a lot of people don't understand, and what I think people who may be proponents of single payer don't quite understand, is that if a government is going to take over a sector of the marketplace, they have to ration. You know, it's one of those things that people may put out there as a buzzword to maybe scare people or to say people's care is going to be rationed. But frankly, they have to, because it's just a law, a basic law of economics, that people automatically ration things for themselves on a regular basis based on what they want, need, desire, with the prices that they're having to deal with and what they're able to accomplish. So we, on a regular individual basis, we ration our food, we ration our gas, we ration our health care whenever we are making the choices. But for some people, they believe that if you give that power over to the government, they're going to be able to endlessly supply you with all the health care that you'll want, and you're not going to have to suffer any consequences because of it. Unfortunately, that's not how the laws of economics work. You're going to have to get into some form of rationing. You're going to have to limit some people based on choice, availability, what the price of something is going to be. Of course, there are going to be local bodies who are going to be making those decisions because, frankly, those local bodies are already making those decisions based on what they're able to do and not do. So the question isn't necessarily, is there going to be rationing in healthcare? We already ration healthcare. The question is, who's going to be making the choices on the rationing of health care? Is that going to be you, or is it going to be an impersonal bureaucrat who sees you as a number, an age, a weight, a height, what your contribution to society may be, whether that's positive or negative, or is it going to be a third-party payment system that only sees you as a number and a bottom line to the profit margin? So, frankly, we need to start waking ourselves up to saying, if there's going to be choices in healthcare, in the marketplace, I need to be the one, again, in the driver's seat, making those choices, allowing myself to push the agenda, and not having somebody else do that for me. However it may turn out, and however somebody may say it is best for all of us, in the end, there is rationing of care. It's going to happen. The question is, who's making those decisions?
Yeah, totally agree with you. You know, it's funny how people think that the government could do a better job with it, and you look across the globe, and I don't care whether it's you know, our friends in the north in Canada and other places that where they perceive that the healthcare is so much better. Yet we have people coming from those countries and other countries. They come here to this country for medical care because of the free market, our medical services are so much better than they are anywhere else. And it's really hard to get people to understand that. When you start putting it all, and it's not even all on one system, it's the government. Let's be honest about it. If you put all this on the government and let them run it, I kind of jokingly always say, if you really want to see how they're going to take care of you, look at the VA. Look at truly, for a while there, it was so bad, we had our great soldiers, our great warriors, dying while they were waiting to get health care. Mm-hmm. They were waiting to be taken care of, and I think you'd be right back to that. I don't think people really understand the enormity of the health care industry, if you would, and the pull on it, right?
There was a program, you bring up the VA, and I've spoken to quite a few servicemen about that whole process. There was a program in the VA where you can either go to the VA hospital and get it taken care of, or they can provide you with a certain voucher that limited to the dollar amount spent that you're able to go and take that to another hospital or clinic to try and make sure that the VA wasn't overburdened. that program became so popular with servicemen that they had to even limit that of what they're able to do. So there are so many opportunities where individual choice, individual freedom, making sure that you are calling the shots outweighs not only the popularity but the efficiency of care. It makes it so much better that that people then have to start realizing, well, maybe something's wrong here, and then that's whenever you get competing ideas and different perverse incentives, and things come up where it has to be limited again and again and again. But all that to say, we have an opportunity right now in this country, whether you fear a single payer system or not, you have the opportunity today to escape that and to make the decisions yourself, make those calls, have your interview with your doctor, make sure that he's watching out for you. You're treating your doctor like a coach rather than just an auto mechanic, somebody who is making sure that you are okay rather than a third-party, unnecessary bureaucrat calling those shots. You need to be the one in charge, because in the end, it will be not only effective, efficient, but it will set the whole standard for freedom in healthcare again.
Yeah, it's funny you say that, because it is, you calling the doctor a coach. I mean, my doctor's great. I really like him. He's a very black and white guy. And maybe he's that way with me because that's kind of my personality. But we have a relationship that we've grown over the years. I don't have to see a different doctor every time I go to the quote-unquote clinic. I won't mention the name of the health insurance company that makes you see a different doctor every time, but you get to see the same person, and he knows me. He knows what I'm willing to do and what I'm not willing to do. And so it is a relationship of sorts, and it's the way it should be, because this is your body. This is something you want to be able to hold on to for quite some time. I mean, your father is a seasoned man, and I've seen him move. I don't know if I can keep up with the guy, you know. He obviously
You might be now. He just recently broke his leg, so he's hobbling around.
Oh, so I can beat him. Now. Yeah. All right, cool. I hope he heals quickly. Hey, Matt, tell people where they can get a package or more information on Liberty HealthShare.
Just go to libertyhealthshare.org, libertyhealthshare.org. You can also give us a call at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237, or again, libertyhealthshare.org.
Always a pleasure, Matt. And give my best to your dad. Hope he heals quickly, and people, we'll be back in just a little bit. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee. Coffee's good to you. Heat up your coffee. Back in a few minutes.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain... I don't know what.
I don't know what either.
Seriously. You think I have a clue? I don't have a clue.
Joe Mazzini, your host.
I don't know.
Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air in the chat room. And you know the deal, texting and tweeting. And you just got to be involved. You got to be engaged. You got to have a clue as to what's going on. So, you know, I've been pushing on the theme of the day. Sam Sorbo was on early. You can grab the podcast later on if you want to. Talk about where were the warriors? Where are the warriors? Where are the people that we need to do the fight for us? In all sincerity, you got to get out there. You got to put your butt on the line, so to speak. I don't know. Whatever, however you want to say it. All right? But I really do need you up there. I need you fighting. I need you there with us. And some of you are already, so don't take it personal. If it's not aimed at you, then don't. If it's convicting you, then what are you doing or not doing? Anyhow, Rick Green, one of my favorite people on the planet, is through Patriot Academy. He's got a biblical citizenship class going on. He's got Patriot coaches, conservative coaches, constitutional. I mean, he's got people working round the clock to train and teach you how to take the country back, which is really what you need to do. All right? One of the things that recently we did, and I was honored to be part of, was in his biblical citizenship class, In the very last segment, he brings in some panelists and people that are actually involved and engaged, and he asked me to be one of them. And it is so important that you understand your place. Now, if you're a Christian, a born-again Christian, and you're active in your church, then the biblical citizenship class is exactly what you need. Because it explains to you, from a biblical standpoint, from a godly standpoint, why you should be involved in politics. And the scripture to back it up. That's number one. Number two, the other thing you want to give some real serious thought to, is if you're not a Bible toter, as my book says I am, and you're a conservative Republican or conservative person, then take the constitutional class. Now, you can say, I know the Constitution. Well, I'm going to beg to differ with you. The majority of you who say that you know it, don't know it. You may know the words. You may be able to quote some of it. But do you really know what it means? You know what our founding fathers had in mind with it? Because once you get that down, to push back on our legislators, to push back on so many, will be easier for you to do. I'm not making fun of you. I'm just being real. I'm just being serious about it. So what I did was I went and grabbed the last biblical citizenship class. I hope you indulge me for a moment. And I'll be playing the portion where I'm explaining why I stay in California. I'm explaining why I believe we need to fight. I'm explaining why we need to do what we do. And, man, it's so important that you get on board with this kind of thing. Take a listen.
So now, Joe, we're talking about getting people together and learning, getting the education factor, equipping them to make a difference. But then where the rubber meets the road, actual campaigns. A lot of people today think the system's rigged. You can't win. We're sitting in California. And you are on the school board in California. How did you do that?
Because my God's not dead.
Amen.
You're going to bring out the Boston in me. I don't know whether I'm stupid or stubborn, but I ran four times to get on the school board.
Wow.
And the fourth time I got on. Thank you.
But as you get on the board, you start to learn about what's going on there, and then the real power that you have to make a change. And I didn't care what they thought about me, whether I was that right-wing Christian guy or not. Every time I went to the school board meetings, I prayed before I went in that God would give me the guidance and the wisdom to know how to vote, to show me the things that I needed to speak up about and what to say and what have you. The thing that really was interesting at first were all the Christian teachers and administrators that wouldn't say anything. They were stricken with fear. Isn't that sad that our Father owns every blade of grass on every piece of land on this planet, and we're afraid to open our mouths to protect our kids? I mean, Jesus said that basically we're supposed to take care of our kids, bring the little kids to him after they've been brainwashed by Caesar or before. You have a lot of power in this room as parents. So as I started reaching out to the community and I made more friends through the prayer breakfast and what have you, and you start to realize the lay of the land and the politicians, once you can fill a room with 400 or 500 people, all of a sudden they become your best friend. They want to come. They want to speak at these events or what have you. So you got to learn about the politicians and what they wanted and what they were looking for. After a while, the bottom line with it was you started getting just power by osmosis. I started reaching out to the pastors of the churches. I started reaching out to the men's groups in towns. We have 81 houses of worship in the Santa Clarita Valley for 300,000 people. I can barely get 4 or 5 people to run in an election cycle for sometimes up to 15 or 20 seats. We have 65 elected officials. And their answer every time is, I have a family. I can't go through what you go through. And all I say is, praise Jesus that our founding fathers didn't say that. Hey, I got a family, right? I got a livery stable to run. I can't get involved in this stuff. So, and the most precious commodity we have, the most precious product that we have is our children. Right? We send them to Caesar to be trained. That's what we do when you send them to a public school. I'm a public school official, and I'm telling you this. They're not interested in what your kids are learning when it comes to God or the Constitution, for that matter. Matter of fact, because of Mr. Green over here, in my meeting tonight,
I was thinking about you as a Texas legislator, and I said, you know what? We need to get back, and we need to find a history book or create a history book that actually has our kids know what the Constitution is, know what it says, know what it stands for, and they can't graduate that class unless they answer these questions. Yeah. But the reality is that who better? I mean, God tells us in His Word that we're supposed to go out and find godly men, men that love God and that fear God, to rule over us. There isn't a heathen on this planet that's going to go looking for a godly guy to rule over them, is there? So who better than us? Who better to shine the light on these kids and these school systems and make sure your kids don't get the curriculum that they're trying to shove down from Sacramento?
Hey, Joe. I've got to remind the people watching that's in California.
Yeah. Yes.
He's winning those battles in California. Don't tell me you can't do it in your community. Go ahead.
We as Christians, and again, I'm from Boston. We don't know how to be quiet ever. All right. And we as Christians have hidden in the corner. You know, years ago I said when the homosexual community came out of the closet, we went running in. Okay. Five at a time. Because we didn't want anybody to feel bad. But what about us? We shouldn't feel bad. We shouldn't be putting our kids through that. We shouldn't be subjecting our kids to what you see in these schools nowadays. And I'll tell you, as a school board member, the worst thing I can see is a room filled with parents because they're mad that we just canceled the football season. That is the most uncomfortable thing a school board member can have. Why aren't we in there on a regular basis holding those books up and saying, why are you teaching my kid this? The first vote that I had, you guys would appreciate, was on a book that was required reading that had descriptive rape scene in it. Okay? But this was great literature. So we tried to make it so they would simply send a permission slip home to let you parents know it was in a book. Parents should be able to choose. It's that simple. Put it in the book, and what happens? The teachers come unglued. A lot of the administrators come unglued. So I said, all right, no problem. I pick up the book. I open it up to the page where the descriptive rape scene is, and I start reading it from the dais. And everybody's like, oh, hey, whoa, what are you doing? Well, hey, if my 14-year-old daughter can read this, you bunch of adults can't handle a little bit of this? What's the problem? And I still lost 4-1, but I made my point. All right?
That's good.
You need fighters. Yeah. You need warriors. And you need to make sure when you're holding somebody up or you're trying to get somebody elected to a position, please don't vote or support somebody just because they have an R on their name or just because they go to church on Sunday. You need to see them in the community. You need to see how they act. You need to see how they respond when the heat's on. If they stand for God, if they stand for your kids, if they stand for, you know, as we do, we kept Planned Parenthood out. So we took a stand for the unborn. And you can do that at a school board level, but we need your support and we need your help even after we're elected. Don't abandon us. You need to be there to support us. You need to be there to help us out.
Man, it's good. If you want to prevent the Marxist, socialist indoctrination that's been going on for the last 50 years, we have to take over the school boards. If you want to prevent the defunding of the police, we have to take over the...
You know, it's easy. You know, you get the accolades, you get the applause, and it's all great, and it's wonderful, and all of that. But the reality is, I don't want them. I don't want to be up there alone, and I don't want them. I want you involved. I want you there, taking up the arms, helping me out, supporting me to help your kids. That's what it's all about for me. It has absolutely nothing to do with, look at the great job that Joe did. You know, Reagan said it, it's so true. You get a lot done if you don't care who gets credit for it. And he's right. Some of these guys want to take so much credit for the stuff that you're doing. I don't care anymore. Not that I cared before, but I don't care anymore at all. There's no reason for it. We got to get our kids in a safe place. All right? No, not a safe space, but a safe place. And let's make sure they have the tools they need to succeed. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. I'm glad, so glad you've been with me. And I'm Joe Bassini, your host. You've been listening to The Real Side.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?